For residents in Sitka concerned about the future ability of the town's hydroelectric system to meet steadily growing demand, the future is now. 6 inches less rainfall than usual in November and December last year has left the water levels in Sitka's two reservoirs at Blue Lake and Green Lake 10 feet below normal. In some places wet as Sitka, where an inch of rain is not hard to come by and can put a foot of water in each of the two lakes, this doesn't seem like a problem. But Sitka Electric Director Charlie Walls is cautious. He says there's a 5-to-1 chance that rainfall this year won't make up the deficit.
We've got a fairly sophisticated computer model of this hydro system with some 31 years of water records in that program, and so we can project ahead from where we are now, if we get average rainfall the rest of the year, we're going to probably have to generate a significant amount of power with diesel. So we're looking at that and figuring we better start now.
Wall says the electric department spun up the diesels on January 18th. If the city is forced to run the generators as much as the model forecasts in 2008, they could burn 200,000 gallons of diesel fuel at a cost of $700,000 at current prices. Sitka ratepayers wouldn't see a difference in their electrical bills until the utility had spent $200,000 in municipal revenue sharing dedicated to paying fuel costs and another $50,000 from the electrical fund. Then rates would triple from roughly 9 cents a kilowatt hour to 30 cents. But it may not come to that. Walls says running the diesels allows him to take one of the Green Lake turbines offline, leaving the other one to operate more efficiently. With help from Mother Nature, Sitka could scrape by.
A hydro turbine is kind of like an engine in your car that you can really get better gas mileage depending on how you operate the thing. So that we try to get it at the sweet spot where it's at its optimum efficiency. And so we'll be doing that probably for 2 or 3 months until we see what happens with rainfall.
Praying for rain is not something Southeast Alaskans are familiar with. Michelle Putz is with the Sitka Global Warming Group, which has been involved in advocacy for returning Sitka homes to electric heat powered by clean hydro. Putz says energy conservation has also played a major role in that message because hydropower is both finite in Sitka and weather-dependent. Putz says that for the moment, Sitkans need to try to live within their electrical means.
We probably do need people to switch over to their other alternative heat source, whether that's, you know, their Toyo stove or a wood stove.
A modern oil-fired stove operates at around 80% efficiency, a diesel-fueled generator, 30%. Putz says that the Sitka Global Warming Group and its spin-off organization, the Rain Power Project, have advocated that Sitkans maintain dual heating systems in order to adjust to this very problem, which has come unexpectedly soon. Unusually heavy rainfall or snowmelt in the near future will mean the diesel generators can be shut down. Putz says Sitka residents should be able to adapt to changing lake levels.
If we recognize that we're going to have ample power, you can switch back to electric or, you know, plan on next year. You know, I got 2 good months of electric heating going that was appropriately timed, and you know, it saved me money and it saved carbon. So it's not going to be 100% easy, but it's a good source we have, and we just have to work together to try to use it wisely.
Rain Power organizer Brant Brantman wants to make the task of keeping informed on electric supply issues easy for Sitkans. Brantman says he stays in regular touch with the Sitka Electrical Department. Visitors to the Rain Power website, rainpower.org, can sign up to receive email bulletins on the availability of hydropower in Sitka, which should be increasing in the not-too-distant future. Electric Director Wall says far-sighted planners 50 years ago anticipated that Sitka might one day need more hydro, and they designed the Blue Lake Dam to be raised and another turbine added, increasing its capacity by 50%. Still, it could take 7 to 10 years to obtain the necessary permitting and bonding for the project, which, depending on the rain, could be a long time. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.